And he literally was like, fuck you, bitch. Sit down, bitch. And all of a sudden, now I'm getting kicked out. Excuse me, I have courtside seats that I pay for. Fuck you, LeBron. You're a fucking pussy. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to let a 25-year-old girl intimidate you during a game? Bye, bitch.
NBA Straya, how are you going? Or, in our parlance, how are you going? That's right, it's Tuesday, February 2nd, all day. Ah, Tuesdays, I'll tell you what. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer sometimes for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, literally whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet booze money. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, surrounded by empty lunch bags, half-drunk cups of coffee. Ah, it's great that old mate's back using the office. Jesus. Anyway, giving you the lowdown on all the ins and outs of the NBA season while wrapping Straya just a little bit, mate. That's what we do here. And this might surprise you, but we don't take things too seriously. We leave that to the nerds. Ah, righto, lots to cover today. We're going to fly through it today, I reckon. We've got some NBA Straya game wraps. That means that's not an iPhone, mate. No, mate, spud of the night, better than Lonzo Ball. We've got Yeah Nahs, some corker Yeah Nahs today. The unpopular opinion of the day in our back takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grill take. There's Australian player watch, very quick one today, even with all the games. Not many Aussies involved, a bit weird. And it's Tuesday, so that means a Shane Heal Shoot a Shoot, Shoot Your Shot, Light 'em Up award to give out, which would be lovely. And the game previews for tomorrow. Love that. With a bit of an outlook, a pick and a preview for each of them. Lovely. Jovely. And a new Jingles HR to close out. He's answering a question from Rodney in Detroit, which is pretty great too. Right, so let's bloody well get into it. Episode 541 of NBA Straya. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better. You better watch out for courtside Karen if you're LeBron.
I will fuck you up. I don't care who says shit about my man. I will fuck you up. You go fuck yourself. I know who pays for my plastic surgery, you asshole, so you know I'ma stand up for my man.
Jesus. That chick's 25. I love that her husband's like 400 million years old. Good on him. Anyway, yeah, so some chick got tossed out of that Atlanta Lakers game today. I think we posted her response video on the old socials. What a fucking lunatic.
I'm not even... You don't talk to my husband like that.
What the fuck, lady?
I don't care if LeBron James or some homeless guy.
Why are you picking fights with either? What the fuck? Anyway, let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Show with the Daily. Whip around. That's right. James Wiseman, number two pick in last year's draft, out for a week with a bit of a sprained left wrist. Bit of a shame. It's interesting. We've got a bunch of movements with the rookies. Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man, was in and out of the starting lineup. Started again today. LaMelo got his first start of the year today as well. And they're all, you know, basically vying off, I reckon, for rookie of the year still. So it's pretty cool. But that's a bit of a shame for Wiseman. I feel like Golden State were really sort of just hitting a sort of fun part of their schedule. Fun part of the year. He was coming along in leaps and bounds, even though he'd been benched. It seemed like it'd been pretty good for him, so anyway, that sucks. Speaking of injuries, Aaron Gordon, in another surprise twist that leaves absolutely fucking no one surprised. Aaron Gordon's hurt. Oh, yeah, I felt a bit weird again. Again, Aaron, again. A severe left ankle sprain. He's no fracture or anything. Still going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. It's the same fucking story every year, isn't it? It's like Aaron Gordon does something, plays okay for just a little while, boom. He's like the 6'10" fucking Dante Exum. It's like strings together like 8 good games, you feel good about it, and then boom, he's out for fucking 2 months. And he's never going to get... Well, unfortunately, Exum's been traded a bunch of times and Aaron Gordon hasn't. But Jesus, you know, similar lottery positions as well, but fuck me. But it sucks again for, I mean, look, Orlando are never going to do anything. They aren't going to do anything this year. But at least it would have made them slightly interesting. They had have maybe thought about trading Aaron Gordon. Anyway, here we are. Whatever. Terry Rozier set out today. So LaMelo Ball got his first NBA start, which is pretty cool. And in other COVID news, we lost the Detroit-Denver game that was today. It was postponed literally just before it was about to start. Mere minutes, bro. With a Detroit player slash part of their touring staff getting an inconclusive slash positive in there. So everyone goes into contact tracing. But then Woj tweeted out later that the Pistons are still leaving Denver for Salt Lake City, where they're expected to be able to play against the Jazz. That's a soft J. On Tuesday, which will be there tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, our time. The Pistons stayed in Denver, retesting the players after the postponement, and it seems like it's looking all right. So that's pretty cool. And looking forward to seeing how we go with the NBA players testing positive out of all the tests this week. Hopefully we're on a low number. What do you reckon? Because at the moment, who knows what the fuck's going on in, you know, COVID.
Doesn't really seem like it's wanting to slow down, man. I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know. It's a pandemic. Jesus. Right, let's do some game wraps.
Game wraps.
We had 10 games today before the 10th one got postponed, so we ended up with 9. And they were rippers. We had some really, really fun games today. So let's fly through all these wraps, though. The Lakers beat Atlanta 107-99 in Hotlanta, and it was a hella fun game. Sitting there watching some of this with the squid. Atlanta led going in the last quarter as well, but the Lakers just fucking stomped them straight out of the gate in the fourth. LeBron ends up with 12 points in the fourth quarter, a couple of threes, absolute dagger one at the end. German Rondo and Dennis Schröder did some work against his old team as well in that fourth. AD was pretty horrible for the fourth quarter, but then hit one big shot right at the end. LeBron smashes in his dagger, game over. And it was like during that fourth quarter that lady arced up at LeBron. And it's like the refs are just like, where did he kick her out? It's like, why are we kicking fans out for talking shit to players? And then you're like, ah, she's not wearing a mask. Ah, she's talking shit. She's standing. She's fucking had a few too many old tipperoos over here. And it's going to get ugly pretty soon.
You got sour. You 100% of my man.
Yeah.
Well, I was having a really interesting conversation with LeBron and I told him to fuck off.
Yeah, cool story, lady. 17 turnovers for the Hawks. Trae Young had 25 points, 16 assists, but he shot 7 of 15. 10 of 11 free throws. Weird line, right? Weird line. 7 turnovers as well. 22 and 7 for John Collins. That's a tall cocktail. And Clint Capela had 16 and 13, but just not enough elsewhere for Hotlanta today. The Lakers, AD had 25. LeBron had 21, 7 and 9. Just a classic. LeBron, he went 2 of 6 from 3, and those two that he hit were in the last quarter. Absolutely well. Dennis Schröder had 16 on 6 of 10 shooting. Montrez had 19 off the bench as well. Atlanta, now 10 and 10. The Lakers end their big road trip with a win. They're 16-6. That's good, isn't it? Considering they lost to Detroit in that road trip. But they pulled it off against Boston and Atlanta at the end, so good on them. Charlotte beat Miami in an absolute scintillating fashion in overtime. 129-121. The Miami Heaters, I don't know, it's looking a bit wonky at the moment, but this was the Malik Monk game, wasn't it? Finally, he gets a career high, goes off, absolutely off. Hits a three to tie it with 16 seconds left. Sends it to overtime because Jimmy Butler, he's back. And basically in mid-season form with his three-point shooting, a.k.a. went 0-3 from downtown, misses the game winner. Clank, overtime we go. Haywood and Devontae Graham led Charlotte through the overtime to the win. And it's one of those games where you're like, look, I've said that Miami will be fine. And then you watch this defensive effort where they give up 129 points to Charlotte, which is the most points that team has scored all year. And you're like, oh, maybe not. Jesus. Butts is playing good since he's getting back, and they're still losing. It's just because that D is horrible. Butts had 25. Not bad. 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. It's not bad now that he's lost 12 pounds or whatever it was. Bam at 23-9. There goes my Tyler Hero at 11 points on 10 shots. He did have 8 assists, though. Dunkey Robinson finally found his range again. 4 of 7 from downtown. Thanks for that, Dunkey Rob. 16 points to them. But Struess went 5 and 9 from downtown as well. He's crushing it. I think he ends up with 15. And Goran, the Flog Dragic. Jesus. Rough one for him. He might pop up again later. The Hornets went 21 of 41 from 3 as a team. Now, I'm no math magician, But 21 of 41 from 3 seems pretty fucking good. A lot of that's to do with Malik Monk. Absolutely goes bonkers. Hits the shot to go to OT. Ends up with 36. Hits 9 threes. He was amazing. Devontae Graham went 6 of 11 from downtown as well for his 24. Make America Gordon again continues his torrid run since storming the Capitol. 19-6-4. He like absolutely crushed in the overtime as well. I think he had like 6 or 7 points. The bank teller Cody Zeller. I mean, Jesus Christ, you put fucking Giannis in a body bag and suddenly you're the best center in the league. 19-12. 14-5-7 for LaMelo in his first start as well. Miami dropped to 7-12. Charlotte, 9-11. And just saying, Charlotte, look, they continue to be one of the most head-scratching teams in the NBA, where like game in, game out, they could be in with a shot. They've just ripped off a win streak. This is their third straight. They've beaten the Pacers, the Bucks, and the Heat. Go fucking figure, after losing to the Magic and the Bulls and the Raptors. Oh, I don't know, man. It's pretty hard to make anything of this Charlotte team, but either way. They're 10-11. What am I saying? Jesus. I'm cutting them short. Miami is 7-13. I had that wrong. Unbelievable. That's way worse. It's a 6-game gap. Cleveland beat Minnesota 198. Weird game. The K-Love Bowl. Kevin Love Bowl. No Drummond, no Larry Nance Jr. for Cleveland. They're up, I think it was 7 with about, I don't know, 10, 12, 13, 18 seconds left. And boom, D'Lo hits a fucking 3. He was shit all game. Malik Beasley hit a shot and then they airballed a 3. And Cleveland hit their free throws and hold on. But whoa, weird game. They're a bit lucky in that, as mentioned. They'd done just enough to sort of keep their noses in front. The Wolves ran hard at them late, even took the lead in the fourth quarter as well. The Cavs fought back, get it back up 7, as mentioned, and then sort of hold on down the stretch. Because the Wolves shot 39% for the game, because they're shit. D'Lo. D'Angelo Russell.
Franchise player. D'Angelo.
Looking like fucking Princess Leia out there. 19 shots for 18 points, 4 assists.
Yeah, we should build our team around him.
Malik Beasley, 10 points on 14 shots. Jesus. Ant-Man. Joining in the fun, 5 of 12 shooting for his 13 points. Fuck me, Okogie. One of the worst NBA players going this year, 1 of 6 for 3 points. Just great coaching going on in Minnesota, don't you think? No, Jimmy. No, there's not. The Cavs go the fro. Jared Allen got his first start with his new team and fucking lit him up. Can we trade Andre Drummond like ASAP? Fucking hell, 23 points, 18 rebounds and 5 blocks for the erstwhile former Nets. Go the fro, Jared Allen. He was amazing. The sex man, Colin Sexton. 26 points, 3 rebounds and assists. What a gun. Darius Judy Garland. He had 19 points and 11 assists. What a weapon. And they made a couple of changes, did the Cavs. They brought Chetty Osman off the bench. They're paying him a fuck ton of money. And they're like, all right, we're sick of you shitting the bed, Chetty. 4 of 12, he goes for 10 points. They start Taurean the Red Bull Prince. Unfortunately, Taurean the Red Bull Prince goes 2 of 10. For his 8 points, so, you know, bit of a much of muchness, but still, changing there in Cleveland. Good job, Cleveland.
Cleveland!
Minnesota are now 5-15. Cleveland!
Cleveland!
10-11. What a bloody world, can you believe it? In a world where the Cavs are 10-11 and in the playoff hunt. What else? New York City lost in Chicago 110-102. This was hilarious because this fucking game was tied with less than a minute to go. So Alec Burks makes a 3 for the Knicks. And then Knicks. Gun Knicks. Knicks just went ahead and nicked it up. Kobe White. Kobe hit a 3. Randall had a turnover. Zachy Cakes. Adam Levine hit a 3. RJ Barrett misses a 3. They foul. There's free throws. RJ has a dunk. There's more fouls and more free throws. All within a minute. And the Knicks lose by 8. That is fucking bonkers. In like 56 seconds or something, that all happened. Kobe White 3, Randall turnover, Zachy Cakes 3, RJ missing a 3, foul and free throws, RJ dunk, foul and free throws, Knicks lose. Unbelievable. All from tied. Less than a minute to go. Only the Knicks. They shot 6 of 29 from downtown. That's not good. 1 made 3 by their starters. Now, I'm not one of those fucking basketball nerds who's all about the numbers and shit, but I feel like your starters should make more than 1 3-point shot in a game. Yeah? Or is that just me throwing out a hot take? Julius Randle, 23-11-7, all-star Julius Randle, question mark. Five turnovers, classic Julius game there. 14 points on 7 of 17 shooting for RJ Barrett. 0 of 3 from downtown. Look, it comes at a pretty... Look, RJ had been really good. But this is it. Like, this is the RJ Barrett experience, right? It's a bit up and down. You're just hoping that the consistent sort of fucking, you know, 18, 19, 20, 22-point games keep rolling along with, like, this sort of half-decent rebound numbers, a half-decent assist numbers, and, yeah, then you get a game like this against Chicago, and you're like, what the fuck? Alec Burks at 18 points off the bench. Emmanuel Quickley, though, the rookie, still fucking crushing it for the Knicks. 16 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. 5 of 13 shooting, though, 2 of 7 from downtown, but still pretty bloody good. Austin Rivers. Oh, he's amazing. Isn't he good? Isn't he great to have in your team? 0 of 4. In 15 minutes. The Bulls, all their starters hit double figures. Larry, that's a girl's name, Mark, and had 30. Love it. Been holding, fucking hold the line. Talk about GameStop stock. AMC, I've had my stock in Larry, that's a girl's name, Mark, and I'm holding onto it for dear fucking life. Let's go. Dirk 2.0. Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine, all-star question mark, 21-5-3. Kobe White, 13 points and 12 shots. Thad Junk Buckets, just out there. Old fucking Brisbane Bullets owner. Thad Junk Buckets, Thad Young. 13-8-8. You go and buy an NBL team, apparently you're fucking dropping almost triple doubles. New York, now 9-12. Oof. Chicago, 7-11. Yeesh. They are who we thought they were. Milwaukee, shit pump Portland, 134-106. Told ya. I mentioned this on yesterday's show. They were pissed off Bucks team. And they fucking just steamrolled Portland. Blood everywhere. Bloodbath. The threes were dropping for Milwaukee in just, like, horrifying fashion. And that'll do, pig. that'll do. Yeah. They hit a lot of them. Let's talk about this and just, like, you know how it goes. 21 of 42. Not bad. The Blazers, they shot... Less than 40%. That's not good. Dame went 17-7. Nasir Little, though, had 30 points, which is pretty bloody good. Gary Terrence Trent Darby Jr. shot 3 of 13, though. Fucking A, sinking my goddamn fantasy team, but also sinking the Blazers. Drew Holiday, 22-7-6. Giannis, 18 points, 6 assists. Middling Middleton had 9 assists, went 4 of 4 from deep. Nice. 17 points, 9 assists. Not bad. Good game. Fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting around the world. 21-8 off the bench for him. DJ Augustine went 4 of 6 from deep for his 13. Bryn, your mum's best mate. Forbes, 3 of 5 from downtown as well. 13 points. Just a Bucks team that went, we don't fucking care. Bang. 21 threes. Portland now 10-9. Milwaukee, 12-8. Sacramento beat New Orleans, 118-109. Did not pick this one. I thought the Pelicans would bounce back, but they shot 9-3 from downtown in this one. Again, shot under 40% from the floor. Just brutal. Zion had 17-8, but it wasn't a great 17-8. 3 blocks. Oh, at least he's showing a little bit on the defensive end of late. Spindles, Ingram. Old Spindles Ingram, 6 of 20 shooting for his 20 points. He went 1 of 7 from downtown. Dude, maybe we should play JJ Redick, man. Josh Hart. Now, after the game, they're like, he had 17 and 13. Then you check the scorecard, he's like 15 and 13. I'm like, oh, Josh Hart just got robbed of 2 points. 4 assists as well. Pretty good game. 14s each for Lonzo and Bledsoe. Not enough. Willie Hernan Gomez had 13 and 11 as well. But nothing else for the Pals. The Kings had 20 turnovers. Didn't matter because De'Aaron Fox fucking lit it up. 38 points, 12 assists, 6 turnovers for De'Aaron Fox. Swipe of the Fox. 14 of 24 he goes from the floor. 3 of 10 from deep. He was amazing. 24-8-4 for Harrison Black Falcon Barnes. 16 points, 8 rebounds for, I believe, that was Buddy Hield. He shot 4 of 16. 4 of 15 of which were from downtown. Oh, what the fuck, buddy? What are you doing, mate? 17 and 10 with 6 effing blocks for Rashawn Holmes. Unbloody real. 10 and 4 for Marvy Bags. Get him out of there. For the Pelicans, they're now 7 and 12. Sacramento, at least they jump up to 9 and 11. And this is what we're sort of seeing now. Talking about the Knicks, talking about the Bulls, talking about the Pelicans, talking about... the Kings, these are teams all on that sort of bubble in both the East and West, scratching, clawing, fighting to get into that play-in tournament. And this is why it'd be fun to expand it out to the 12 seed rather than through to 10, I'm just saying. Because Sacramento, right there. Dallas is on the outside looking in. The Pelicans are still on the outside. Pelicans are 14th in the West at the moment. Just saying. They're 7-12. Come on. It's crazy. Anyway, Houston. They beat OKC 136-106. Absolute belting. Houston hit a franchise record 28 threes, bro. That's a lot. Not much you can do there, right? They had 48 points in the first quarter. 48 points. 48! They tied an NBA record for most threes in a quarter with 11. This game was over before it started, obviously. Shai Redick-Gilgeous-Alexander has 19. Look, Darius Rucker-Bazley had 15. Hamadou Diallo had 15 as well. The Rockets, though, just check out these three-point numbers. Wall ends up with 18, 6, and 5. He goes 4 of 5 from downtown. Christian Wood, what ScoMo's got for Cole, 18 and 11, and apparently his mate Craig Kelly. 2 of 3 from downtown. Victor Oladipo, 15 and 7 assists. 3 of 5 from downtown. 2 of 4 from downtown for PJ Tucker. Daniel Dr. House Jr., 4 of 6 from 3 for his 13 points. Even Boogie! 5 of 9 from downtown for his 17 points. Gordon went 5 of 9 from 3. He had 25. Basically, everybody on the Rockets hit a 3, except for Rodion Kurucs, who played 5 minutes, and Sterling Brown, who's Sterling Brown. Okay, so you're 8 and 11. Houston, 10 and 9. Phoenix beat Dallas in an absolute fucking belter of a game. God, this game was good. I was watching it with the squid. He went to bed at one point for his nap, and I'm like, yes, I get to watch all the rest of Phoenix Dallas. And it was awesome. The fourth quarter was great. Phoenix eked out a little bit of a lead. They blew it. They came roaring back. They blew it. And then you're like, all right, here we go. Dallas have eked ahead right at the end. And then no one could hit a fucking shot in the last minute until Devin Booker comes off a great curl. Gets a nice little, like Chris Paul, a little bit of penetration, slips back out to the perimeter, hoiks the ball over to Booker. Booker comes off the curl, bang, drills the game-winning go-ahead three over Josh Richo Richardson with like 1.6 seconds left. Luka can't get off a shot in time, and game is over. Great little play at the end. CP3, he was flaming hot all fucking game as well. So they're shading a little bit closer to him to make sure he doesn't go for the game winner. Booker absolutely fucking nailed that three. Go ahead. 109-108. They win by one. Phoenix, what a game. Six straight losses now for Dallas. This one was a pretty brutal one too. The Mavs, Luka has 25-5-8. He shoots 7 of 19 though. 1 of 4 from down. Richo, 24-5-4. That's probably his best game as a Mav. Didn't matter. Booker hit that fucking shot over the top of him. The supercharged Zingerberger was pretty supercharged today.
Supercharged Zingerberger.
19 and 10 with 3 blocks. Hardaway the lesser at 18 points, but the Mavs got fucking nothing else. But they are back to full strength now. With Mark Shakleba, hello, Dorial Finney-Smith, Richo and co. Everybody's back. Still losing. The Suns, CP3 had 34-9-9. Absolute gun game. Booker has 24 points. He shoots 9 of 19, goes 4 of 8 from downtown. CP3 went 4 of 7 too, which is pretty bloody good. 10s each for Cam Johnson, Michael Bridges, and DeAndre Ayton. Ayton also had 17 rebounds, and Frank the Tank, Kaminsky. For a bloke who got no contract from the Suns, went to Sacramento, got waived, and goes back to the Suns, he chucks an 11 off the bench. He's had a fucking great couple of weeks, I'll tell you what. Anyway, Dallas now 8-13. They're in 13th in the West. And not going to say that's good. Not good at all. 11-8, we find the Phoenix Suns as a flip side. Yikes. Jesus. I mean, the tricky part is for Dallas, it's like you've got the zinger. You don't want to waste a year of him being slightly healthy, right? You want the extreme zinger meal.
Extreme zinger meal.
So you got to keep going for it. You can't tank out the year. So here you go. Final game of the day. Memphis beat San Antonio 133-102. The Grizz absolutely fucking smashed him in the second quarter. This game was over, and then they fucking really put in the boot in the fourth. And that was the game. Keldon Johnson had 25-10-3 for the Spurs. He is absolutely blossoming into a fucking star before our eyes. 14-6 for DeMar DeRozan, Derek White, Rudy Gay, DeJounte Murray all stunk. Patty Thrills wasn't bad. He had 11 points as well, but Jesus, the Spurs were shit. Grizz, Ja Morant had 13-8. And I did see something about him limping off, but I can't find anything else on it. Brooks, 13 points and 12 shots. Ugh, thanks for coming, Dylan. Slow-mo, Kyle Anderson had 17-8. 18-6 for Brandon Clark. Gorgie Jang had 19-9. And Tyus Jones, 11 points, 14 assists. Pretty bloody good. Memphis, absolutely fucking steamroll teams. 7 straight wins. They're now 9-6, and San Antonio dropped to 11-10. Right, with Detroit, Denver postponed. That's it. So let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the bloody night.
That's not a night. That's a night.
Go the fro. Go the fro. Go the fro. Go the fro. Do you reckon? What's his fucking name from Australian Idol? Guy Sebastian's ears just pricked up. He's like, what? What? What did I do this time? Am I still a virgin? 23 points, 18 rebounds, and 5 blocks in his first start as a Cleveland Cavalier. Great stuff. De'Aaron Fox, though, as mentioned, 38 points. Absolutely crazy. 12 assists. That's very good, De'Aaron. And Devin Booker hit a game winner. CP3 shredded, 34-99. But come on, the Malik Monk day, the Malik Monk game, it happens. I think I've made this joke throughout the last couple of years. He'll have one game every 2 weeks. You're like, oh, Malik Monk's alive. That's nice. And then once a season, he'll drop a game like this. You're like, fuck, he's really good. And then you look at him a bit more and you're like, oh, he's still pretty small. Oh, he does get hot once every so often. Absolutely out of nowhere. He drops 9 threes today, including the game-tying three to get it to overtime. Bangs in 36 points. What an absolute fucking belter of a game. And it's one of those things where you're like, Jesus, they've already got Terry Rozier. They've already got Devontae Graham. Do we need more sort of like shoot-first guards on this Hornets team? And the answer is yes. Give me more Malik Monk. Because that was gnarly. What a game. 11 of 18. He shoots 9 of 13 from downtown. Goes perfect from the line. 5 of 5. 5 rebounds. 2 assists. 2 turnovers. A plus 20. Completely turns the game around. Absolutely incredible. Look, I also want to mention Strus before. 19 points. He goes 5 of 9 from downtown. He scored 11 straight by himself in this game. But Malik Monk, what a fucking 9 of 13. What a gun. I love him. He might also pop up again later. Just saying. Spud of the night, however.
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
Spud of the night. J. Crowder. With the real J. Crowder, real please stand up. Otto, I like to get blood to Porter. For a bloke getting paid fucking 20-odd million... to go 0 of 5, Otto Porter, what the fuck are you doing, mate? Oh, really? What are you doing? But I think it's going to be Jay Crowder. I think he ends up 1 of 9 today. And I believe Goran the Flog Dragic goes 1 of 9 as well. So Crowder, 0 of 4 from downtown, 1 of 9 overall. Goran the Flog, 1 of 9 for the Heaters, 1 of 4 from downtown. He had 8 assists, though, and 3 turnovers, but Jesus. And look, special mention to a whole bunch of those Blazers. Covington, 2 of 9. Gary Terrence Trent D'Arby Jr., 3 of 13. And Melo, is it me you're looking for? He's looking for his shot. It's Carmelo Anthony, 1 of 7. Yeah, tough scenes there for the Blazers today, though. As mentioned, fed to the meat grinder of that Milwaukee Bucks team on a fucking rampage. What about old mate, no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Marvy Bagges. Look, this is why I said, I think last week, that the refs should get a $10,000 fine every, or maybe $5,000. They're refs, they're not fucking players. $5,000 fine every time a tech foul they give out is rescinded. Because Marvy Bagges gets fucking tossed out of this game today for the Kings. He got a tech for jumping up and down. He basically, like, you know, got the rebound, was called for the foul, and like, sort of, like, in surprise, just jumped up and landed and turned around. It's like, what? And he got a tech for that and then tossed. And people will be like, oh, well, if you've got one tech already, then you should be... Fuck off! No! That shouldn't be... Jumping up and down is not, like, disrespecting the ref... It's not showing up your opponent. It's not bringing the game into disrepute. It's literally having a fucking emotional reaction to what has just happened. And that is not against the fucking rules. He didn't say anything. And the fact that he got tossed for that is fucking beyond the pale. So Marvy Bags, I don't know if you're fucking the refs hate your dad or hate you, but fuck, mate. Big Baby, Glenn Davis got absolutely bodied by Clay. Old mate Nomades Davis was like saying shit like that. I see why he stay hurt. Clay Thompson, karma, saying shit about our man Roddy Magruder. Magruder! And then Clay Thompson responded, big dang, Big Baby, this is what we on now. I can't wait till I see you on the court next year. I'm calling ISO every time. Probably get 40 and a quarter with big fella chasing me, cry laughing emoji. Which begs the question, does Clay Thompson not realize that Glenn Big Baby Davis is no longer in the NBA? Or is this Clay Thompson galaxy braining it and going, ha ha ha, if I say this, Big Baby can't clap back at me because then he has to say, oh, in your face, Clay, I'm not even in the league anymore. Like, what are we doing? Clay, that's fucking hilarious. Big Baby, really? Saying shit like that, I would see why he stay hurt. Karma? I don't know, man. Kevin Durant also liked one of the posts of Wayne Ellington calling Draymond and Clay very unprofessional and definitely not classy and fake tough guys. We're talking about Magruder, which is pretty funny. So KD, obviously still very tight with Draymond and Clay. And of course, oh mate, Nomades, that fucking idiot lady who got kicked out for shit-talking LeBron. Everybody's dragging that moron. Pantsing of the night. Gallo. LeBron did the around-the-world move around his body with the ball. Like, crossed, you know, he's basically dribbling through his legs, just sizing everything up, looking at Gallo, just basically eyeballing him, looking straight into his fucking soul. Passed the ball around his body and then just flipped it over to Kuzma, who hit a three. It was just one of the most, like, casual, fuck you, you Italian dipshit moves LeBron could have ever done to Gallo. It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. But the pantsing is probably Dallas. How do you let Booker get that open and that clear for a three and then fucking just lose this game? Six games straight you've lost. The problem is, for Luka, it's 8-1. 8-1. DeAndre Ayton is now 8-1, hilariously enough, against Luka. Now that's a fucking pantsing. Holy shit.
Oh, everybody says how you were the best pick in the draft that year, but I'm beating you all the time, dickhead, so eat a dick.
He's got you there, Luka. Just saying. Better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Lonzo today. 14 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 3 steals. His brother, 14 points, 7 assists and 5 rebounds. Better than Lonzo Ball. But also, I want to give this to, Malik Monk, a Lonzo compadre in that draft. Absolutely fucking tearing it up. 38-14. That's just amazing. Was it 14? Shit, I'm just doing that off the top of my head. I think it was either 38 or 14. 38-12. Pretty bloody good. But Nasir Little for the Blazers getting some fucking run. Let's see some more Nasir Little and some Anthony Simons, can we? Let's go, Blazers. 30 points. He shoots 11 of 38 from the floor. 11 of 18. What am I talking? 38. 11 of 18 from the floor. 5 of 7 from downtown. He has 6 rebounds and 1 assist and 1 turnover. So, look, LaMelo outpaced his little brother in his first ever start. Pretty bloody good. But Nasir Little fucking killed them both. Better than both the balls. All right, let's, both balls. Let's do Yenaz right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey, guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do some Yenaz. Brought to you by thedailyliquor.com from East Ninth Brewing. As always, remember, it's still summer. What are you doing? Don't go to the Bottle-O. Get beers delivered to your bloody head. Not even beers. It's beers and wine, cocktails, whatever you need. Go to thedailyliquor.com and it'll literally be the Daily Liquor. It's like, you know, getting the fucking newspaper delivered to your door. But it's booze and way more interesting than a fucking newspaper, nor is it a failing business. So this is the best part. The Daily Liquor. I bring booze to your door. Bang in the code Straya, you get a free six-pack of the beautiful, delicious Dos Blocos XPA, which is amazing. One of my all-time favorite beers. One of the great summer beers as well. You can drink it till the cows come home. If you've got cows. Do you have cows? I don't. But either way, so many amazing beers to choose from the dailyliquor.com. You've got the sample three-quarter IPAs, the sample lagers, the gold lager. Oh, man. The Dos Blocos Pale Ale. So the Lickpear ginger beer, the hemp one, was it the Mary Jane? Love that shit. Anyway, and the wines and cocktails are off the charts, and all their packs are amazing and a great value for money. So remember, it's the Melbourne metro area, same day delivery before noon. Go get around the dailyliquor.com right now, smash the code Straya, get a sixer, buy a bottle of wine or two, buy some cocktails, and get a free sixer on your mate Jimmy. How good is that? You got Super Bowl next week, footy starts soon. You've still got fucking awesome Barbies on the weekend because it's still hot. Get stuck in. Right, let's do some yeah-nahs. Got a bunch of listening yeah-nahs and stuff today. And before we do yeah-nahs, make sure you go listen, watch World Wrestling Straya with our man Adam this week. Big week in wrestling, just saying. So World Wrestling Straya, bang that into your YouTubes. Get around that. All right, number one, that's it for Luka for MVP, right? I'm going to say nah, but it's very fucking close, right? Like, six straight losses, losing this game at home, the slow start to the year, the 13th in the West vibe. You think he's probably just got too much ground to make up, right? And you're like, preseason favorite. Giannis is not going to get any votes. LeBron, Jokic, and Embiid have just sprinted ahead of him. And Luke is like just languishing behind going, oh, come on. The only way he gets back in the convo is if he actually makes up any of that ground. Like if they go, and this is perfectly, I think, maybe not, you know, going to happen, but it's wouldn't really be the biggest surprise in the world if Dallas like rip off a Utah-esque 11-game win streak here and there, right? But still, he has to do that to even get like back within spitting distance of the convo for MVP. Thing is, I'm not going to put it past him or the Mavs. If they gel, fuck, it could be dangerous. But at the same time, there's just something weird going on there. And yeah, I think that might be it for Luka with MVP. Old Koss. Koss. He asks me on old Twitter. Jimmy, Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine, and All-Star? ? Yeah, nah. He also then adds Julius Randle? ? Yeah, nah. And look, Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine, before James Harden got traded to the East, I would have said he had a pretty fucking good chance, actually. Because I feel like he would have been, like, you know, out there battling against the idea of, like, El Presidente, Malcolm Brogdon, and Victor Oladipo both taking away each other's votes on Indy. But now you've still got El Prez and you've got the Souvlaki King. But the thing is, you think about Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine, kicking ass. I think he's like, you know, top 15 scoring, doing really, really good. Julius Randle, similar vibes. Got the Knicks basically out there. He's the best player on the team. The problem is, as an all-star, just rattle off some fucking names in the East and see who gets left off. Three on Brooklyn, KD, Harden, Kyrie. Tatum and Brown on the Celtics, there's five. Beal already. I mean, Gordon Hayward, El Presidente, Giannis, Ben Simmons, Embiid, Bam, Vooch, Sex Man. I'm at 14 already. Tobias Harris, Chris Middleton, Lowry, Siakam, Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler. There we're at 20. Like Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine is absolutely fucking terrible. In January, I think he had basically basically 28, 6, and 6 he averaged. Basically, Steph Curry is the only other bloke who's ever to do that. Basically, 25, 5, and 5 on 50, 45, and 85 shooting in a month. So it's pretty, like, crazy pace. And then you go Julius as well. I just don't think either of them will pop that, like, 14-odd of names that sit right above them, especially with the designations of positions, right? Like, just the guards, Kyrie, Harden, Beal, Brown, Sexman, Hayward, Trae Young. I didn't even mention El Presidente, Simmons, Jesus. It's just a lot of names ahead of them, right? That's before Lowry, Siakam. Oh, man. It's going to be fucking tough. And I think there's going to be a lot of, all-star snub, blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, well, there's only so many fucking, this is why the all-star roster should be 15, like an actual roster, as opposed to fucking 12, which makes zero sense. So there you go, Koss. I want to say nah for both. I don't want to say nah, but I think it's going to be a nah. Brad McKeegan, Jimmy, yeah, nah, the Nets need to get on the blower to Southeast Melbourne Magic Phoenix right now and get the Creek Freak over to teach the boys how to hustle on D. Yeah, nah. Fuck, to be honest. You know he'd fucking take zero shit from Kyrie and he'd tell KD to blow it out his ass when he was being a thin-skinned girly man. They could use the Creek Freak. They really could. Creek Freak's in MVP form at the moment for the Southeast Melbourne Magic Phoenix, but I don't know if I want to hamstring my my beloved Magic Phoenix. But I reckon, look, he'd be... They've gotten Shumpert, and I reckon it probably came down to an idea of like, who was that Aussie bloke again? Creaky? Yeah, fuck, maybe we get him back. Oh, but Shumpert's literally just like waiting out the front. he's like carrying KD's bags. Brad McGeegan also wouldn't be the worst idea to slide into Andrew Bogut's DMs and see how he's feeling. Yeah, nah. Look, if it was the Bogey after his like what first NBL season where he actually did get the call up to go back to Golden State and his body, because I mean this is the thing with Bogey, he transformed his body to get a little bit faster and a lot more sort of life and active on offense and stuff for the Kings. Is much bigger and much heavier when he was in the NBA. And that's because of the athletes you're going as day in, day out. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it'd be worth it. And also, I want to say nah because he's probably blocked them. Because he's blocked everybody, right, on Twitter. That's how it goes. Winton Parker retweeted Pounding the Rock asking, my hot take is that Patty Mills, if he was like 3 to 4 inches taller, we'd be talking about him in the same breath as Steph Curry. Winton Parker asked, yeah, nah, fuck yes. If Patty Mills had like a couple more inches of height, it'd be over. It'd be FIBA Patty left, right, and center. It'd be James Harden, Steph Curry. It'd be over. It'd be fucking unreal. Because that's like kind of the thing that he gets stuck into with the fact that he's what, like 6'3", 6'4 odd. And you get stuck into that sort of, you know, gunner off the bench sort of vibe and it's hard to shake. So, yeah. I reckon. And finally, should there be fans caught side like that chick today? Yeah, nah, fuck nah. What are we doing? What are we? Why are they caught? They're not wearing fucking masks. What are we? Are you trying to shut down the NBA again, owners? You idiots. You absolute fucking morons. Oh, but we can make like some money. Yeah, we get it. You can make some money. But at the cost of what? How do you not have them in like pods further away from the action? This is fucking stupid. You idiots. Ugh. Unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. I fucking caught it with these refs. Bags in that tech today. Just fucking furious. $5,000 fines every time they get a tech that's rescinded. Boom. Also, unpopular opinion of the day. I think the part where Jared Allen got shipped out of Brooklyn might cost him a title. He was so fucking good. Instead of them trying to find a way that they just go, look, Kevin... Kyrie's not even here. Fuck him. We're trading DeAndre. He's shit. He's old. I don't care that he's their best mate. Fuck him. We're going to get rid of DJ and keep Jared. We've got to keep one of our young dudes. If we're going to move Karras, fine. But we're not going to lose Jared Allen as well. Boom. They lose fucking both of them. And it'll probably end up like, it's like, oh, we need a defensive stop in the NBA. Oh, they scored already. LeBron James has won his fifth NBA title. Yeah, there we go. Good job, Brooklyn. Good job. All right, finally, Outback Takehouse. It's Tuesday at Outback, and you know what that means. Yep, I'm getting back on seek.com.au because this fucking cassowary that is in that casserole took down 6 of my best staff. But I'll tell you what, it might have been worth it because that bird is fucking delicious. Goes in the cassowary casserole only. At Outback. And today's Flame Grill take is, your coach of the year is none of these other ballyhoo dipshits out there. Fuck them all. Monty Williams, eat a dick. All the rest of yous, fuck off. It's bloody Taylor Jenkins, mate. Only at Outback. The Grizz are currently fucking rolling, and I absolutely love it. I hate the fact that he's younger than me. it makes me angry. But anyway, good on him. All right, let's take a break and come back with a very quick Australian player. Watch the Shane Hill Shooter Shoot right after. The Hammer himself.
This is Shane Hill, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Right, let's do it. Let's talk about Knowable quickly, which is where NBA All-Star Chris Paul, out there dropping amazing stats at the moment. NASA Commander Scott Kelly, Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. They've all got something in common. They all are on Knowable, which is how you get smart. That's right. They've all got incredible life experiences and professional experiences, and they've created audio courses to teach you what they've learned on Knowable. It's a new app where the world's top experts teach new skills in bite-sized little audio courses, which are awesome because they're short like a little podcast. They're expert-looking audio books, so you get actual smart. And they're 100% ad-free, which is gnarly because I hate ads. It's like Spotify for learning shit, basically. And the bloke from NASA, Commander Scott Kelly's out there teaching about space. Chris Paul's teaching about like performance benefits from a plant-based lifestyle, which is wicked. And Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian's like teaching you how to take over games. Teaching you how to launch a startup. And there's over 100 other experts waiting to teach you something new. So go get smart and learn some new stuff today. Download the Knowable app. Visit knowable.fyi. Just get it from the App Store, wherever. K-N-O-W-A-B-L-E. Knowable.fyi if you want to get it there. Or download the app from the App Store. Use the code STRAYA. Get 20% off and you'll be laughing. It's love it. You'll love it. It's sick. I love them. Now you can give them a shot. Get smart, get Knowable. Right, Australian player watch, let's do it very quickly today because Josh Green did not make it onto the floor for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to posit an idea. That's why they lost. And Will Magnate, similar vibe. Still hasn't gotten out there for the Pelicans. I'd expect him to be out there on the G League floor very soon. Next week, I think that'll start. Patty Mills, though, was the one Aussie that played in the loss to Memphis. He had 23 minutes. He played pretty well. 4 of 9 shooting, 3 of 5 from downtown, ends up with 11 points. I think he's only got 2 games this season where he hasn't scored in double figures, making a real run at 6th man of the year. 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Patty Thrills just doing bloody work. We just need a couple more of those explosions where he had the 8 made 3s against the Clippers back at the start of January. Just need one or two of those a month, Patty, and we'll get this 6th man of the year. What do you reckon? Sound good? We did get a slight update on Dally that he's still out with a concussion along with Kevin Love as well. They're in Cleveland. So prayers up for Dally. Hopefully he's back soon. He explained a lot of it in yesterday's Dally review, but still. Right, time for the Shane Hill. Shoot a shoot. Shoot your shot. Light him up. Award.
He threw it down. Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord. I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, for I'm healed. It is the Shane Hill.
Shoot a shoot.
Shoot your shot. Light him up. Award. Oh, it's the best drop in the fucking world, isn't it? This one's great. I really enjoy this one because we have 2 college teammates who just went absolutely fucking crazy today. Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox. It was so bloody cool to see these 2 guys from Kentucky go out and absolutely bloody shred it up. So De'Aaron goes 14 of 24 for his 38 points. He has 12 assists. And Malik Monk goes 11 of 18. 11 of 18 because he went 9 of 13 from downtown. That's hammer-esque in the extreme for his 36. So they combined to go for 74 points between the two of them. It's just absolutely gnarly, isn't it? I still love the idea that like De'Aaron Fox is still out there toiling away in Sacramento, getting paid a shit ton of money to kick some ass, take some names. Doing really well, and Malik Monk just pops up every so often just going, I'm really fucking good. But between the two of them, so what's that, 25 made field goals on 52 attempts. That is pretty good. No, that's less, 42. Jesus, what am I doing? Selling him short, 9 of 13 from downtown for Malik, 3 of 10 from De'Aaron Fox, and they both went perfect from the free throw line. That is some shooter shoot. shit right there. So congrats, Diazza and Malik Monk, the college teammates leading the NBA in scoring today. That was awesome. Right, the Petty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. It's a Jingle and Joe Ingles check-in today because we've got a great one from Jingles. Today, tweeted out Crystal Pearson, who tweeted, "Okay, Utah Jazz, Joe Ingles. Got my jersey. I'm so happy, and I just want to thank you all so very much for all the love and support. I'm truly thankful to all of you who reached out to me. I'm forever grateful. Go Jazz." And there's a signed Joe Ingles jersey, just like the signed Joe Ingles jersey actually hanging up behind me right now. This is this year's City Edition, though. And Jingles retweeted that saying, "Glad I could sign this for you. Thanks to Joe Olson for organizing." Prayer hands emoji, prayer hands emoji. And Jingle and Joe Ingles, once more, an absolute fucking legend. He did also give ups to his buddy Donovan Mitchell the other day. The Jazz tweeted out, "Congratulations to our own Spider Mitchell for winning the offseason NBA Cares Community Assist Award presented by Kaiser Permanente." Jingles is usually dunking on Spider, old Donovan Mitchell. And this one, he gave it up for his buddy. So that's very nice. Right, let's do some game previews for tomorrow.
Game previews.
Oh, thanks inadvertent, Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. Did you ever find that bloke who was shitting out the front of your house the other day?
Yeah, I got asked about this the other day because I tweeted out when I got home drunk Saturday night, got out of the Uber, crossed the road in front of our house. There's a car park there, jumped up on the, the nature strip, and some bloke is just like, "Oh, shit." And he was taking a dump next to his car. In our fucking gutter. So all I did was arc up and yell at him a whole bunch, threatened to call the cops, take a couple of photos of his car, his rego, made him clean it up. He had to fucking pick his shit. He got a bag out of his car and picked up the shit and was just out there yelling at him at 2:30 in the morning. Oh, good. What a fucking couple of weeks, though. The paint on my car, I don't know what the fuck happened there. Getting that professionally detailed cost a fucking arm and a leg. But anyway, and then the dude shitting at the front of our house. What is the world coming to? Like, we're not on a small street either. Just next to his car taking a shit in the gutter. His public toilet's fucking... We're in Brunswick. We're not in the middle of fucking nowhere. What do you know? The picks today went 3 of 9 in the end. I thought we were doing much better, but we just missed on a couple. So 3 of 9. Leaves us 200 of 350 games picked. 353 games picked today. So, not bad in the end. Not bad. We're doing all right. Let's have a look at the odds for tomorrow's games and make some picks for you. And hopefully win you some money. Right. What do we got? Toronto at Orlando. Toronto are going to fucking kill the Magic. And the Magic without Aaron Gordon, as mentioned, for 6 weeks at home. They're 5.5-point favorites. I think Toronto absolutely fucking steamroll Orlando. They hate Orlando. Lowry's going to drop a fucking 30-piece on them tomorrow. He's going to be like, "Yeah, sucked in Aaron Gordon. That's what you fucking get when you mess with the Warrior." So Toronto, I really, 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 really like them in that Orlando game. I'd load up pretty high on Siakam and Lowry. Even Freddie Van Vliet tearing it up. Clippers, Brooklyn. Now, this is one of the absolute best-looking games on paper of the season. Paul George, Kawhi. Up against KD, Harden, and Kyrie. Harden is off the injury report. The Nets are 1-point favorites against the Clippers. There is no total points over-under. But either way, I'd still go the over. But this is going to be fun. Can the defense of the Clippers stand up to the offense of the Nets? Can they get enough points from the rest of the Clippers? I don't know. I think this might be a little bit of a statement win for Brooklyn. And they get the win. And because you think about KD versus... They kind of just have that one extra dude where I don't know if the Clippers can slow them down and score enough to keep up. I might take Brooklyn, -1 at home, favored against the Clippers. That's going to be fun as. Memphis versus the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers are 6-point favorites at home. Memphis are on a 6-7 game winning streak. What are we doing? I might take the Pacers, though. Oh, no, it's too many. Memphis, give me them +6. Look, they might not win this. I think this is the end of their win streak, but they play so fucking hard. The teams don't really bury him, so give me Memphis +6 against Indy in Indy on a back-to-back. Jesus, just when you say it like that, it's a bit rough. Portland go to Washington. Wizards are 1.5-point favorites against Portland, and I kind of want to go with that as well. I think Beal and Westbrook might have just gotten a little bit of a boost from that crazy game against the Nets the other day. Portland coming in off a back-to-back themselves, where they got fucking killed. They got straight killed.
So he got straight killed
by Milwaukee today, obviously. So I kind of think we might see that a bit from the Wiz going right at them, hammer and tongs, So give me the Wizards minus 1.5. And then finally, Boston versus Golden State. Going to be pretty fun. I told you, there's awesome games today. Or tomorrow. Might be today by the time you hear this. But the Celtics versus Warriors. Celtics are 3-point favorites against Golden State. What do you think about that? I kind of like Boston. I think they've just got a few too many weapons for Golden State. Kemba versus Steph, you know, that's going to be absolutely on like Kong. Brown and Tatum versus Oubre and Wiggins. Give me Boston. They don't have Wiseman. You're going to be rolling out Kevon Looney and Draymond. I think Boston should be pretty fucking happy about this matchup right now. So give me Boston over Golden State. So to recap, that's Toronto over Orlando, Brooklyn over the Clippers, Memphis plus 6 over Indy, Washington 1.5 against Portland. There's no line yet for Utah, Detroit, because that game obviously is still up in the air as to whether or Detroit get to play. If they do play, I'm just going to take Utah in the head-to-head. And then Boston at Golden State, -3. Fun as. And there you go. Go to PlayUp Australia. That's playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up. Get around all their NBA specials. They're always the best. They're the fucking best. Right. Easy. That's it for today. We're back tomorrow. Love this. There'll be an NFL Australia tomorrow as well. Keep an eye out for that. Get on to that on its own NFL Australia feed. Super Bowl preview. Should be very good. Speaking of which, Super Bowl. If you still want to get some nas into us, we might still be able to cram them in for tomorrow's show. And you can join us at the Catfish. We've got 3 double passes to give away. It's sold out. It's going to be unreal. We'll be upstairs getting shit-faced, doing some funnies. Anyway, so follow me, NFL Australia and NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey IG. And I mentioned World Wrestling Australia with our man, Adam. Go subscribe to that on YouTube. FWCI, etc. Our man, Adam, part of Australia podcast family, World Wrestling Australia. Big week for wrestling. Go see what Adam's got to make of that. Get around NBAAustralia.com/shop. NBAAustralia.com/shop. There you go. Buy some merch. Buy a hoodie. Buy a t-shirt. Buy a stubby holder. Go on. Help us out. My baby needs some new shoes. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on your Android phone. It really does help out heaps. Go to thedailylick.com. Use the code Australia. Get a free sixer of the DOS XPA. Be drinking those later on in NFL Australia, tell you what. And go to knowable.fyi. Get 20% off when you use code Australia as well. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Check out the new band House Hats. They're awesome. And go check out Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers. Because they do all the tunes that you hear throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Triple J and Earth, Facey, wherever else you see your band stuff, Spotify. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Love that. All right, we're going to close out today's show with the brand new Jingles HR. He's answering a question from Rodney in Detroit. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. There's NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And later, Hosen! G'day, Joe Ingles here, head of Jingles HR, the world's leading HR solutions firm. Because yep, when I'm not sinking threes, blowing kisses, blocking everybody, or enjoying my real estate in Paul George's head, I'm the world's leading HR expert, helping you with all your HR questions and problems. I always spend all my time with my kids as well, you know, that's what I do. Anyway, let's get to this week's question, shall we? It comes from Rodney in Detroit. Dearest Joe, just the other day, I was minding my own business and then some guys started talking badly about me and my performance in my job. Out of absolutely nowhere. All because I sort of stood up for myself at work. Is there anything I can do? What do you suggest? Rodney, Detroit. Oh, geez, cheers for writing in there, Rodney. Because look, I'd say do what I do, Rodney. Just do what your old buddy Jinglin' Joe Ingles does. Drop an awesome report or sales pitch or HR hire just right in their laps or in their faces and go, oh yeah, what do you reckon about that one? Just give them a big grin, blow them a kiss, and off you go. Give them a bit of a smart-ass grin. Go, what do you think of that one, fellas? Because that way everybody remembers you being bloody awesome and hilarious and forgets that one time you slept in and didn't rock up to work till late or forgot to give that report to Mr. Snyder or something. Because look, as we say here all the time here at Jingles HR, It's not about what other people say about you. It's about how you respond to what they say. And that should be, tell them to kiss me ass. All right, there you go. I hope that helps you get past this little bit of embarrassment there, Rodney. And best of luck to you in the future. Because that's all we've got time for this week on Jingles HR. I've been Joe Ingles. Get a job up ya. Yeah.